Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. In order to understand the Mishnah, we have a small introduction, and it goes as follows. A person who's going on the road, Erev Shabbos, has still light outside, and he enters within 2,000 amos of a city, and he has kavanah, he has the intention to reside over there. So even though he hasn't reached the actual city until it gets dark, until it's Shabbos, we give him the rule as if he's like a regular Bnei Yair, a regular citizen, which allows him to walk around the city and even out of the city 2,000 amos. Because since he reached within the border of the city, within the 2,000 amos of the city on Erev Shabbos, and he had the intention to reside in the city, even though he only got there once Shabbos came in, we give him the rule as if he is a citizen. Now, the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if some person enters the 2,000 amos, you know, of within the outskirts of the city, but he doesn't know about it. He's not aware of it. And then when Shabbos comes in, right, B'shas Knesset Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in at night, he sits on the road, you know, he makes camp, and that's where he acquires his area. So the rule is, and then later on he finds out that, hey, you know, that you were found within the 2,000 amos of the city. But he wasn't aware of it. So do we give him the flexibility to be as if he's Bnei Yair, a regular citizen, and allow him to walk around the city and out to the city 2,000 amos? Or do we say he's stuck where he is? And let's discuss that right now. Misha Yasha Baderach, a person who is sitting on the road on Erev Shabbos during Bein HaShemashos, and he does not know that he's within the 2,000 amos of the city, Vol Yada, he doesn't know. V'yamad, and he gets up from his place after it gets dark, after it's already Shabbos. V'ra'an, he sees. V'arihu Samach Le'ir, hey look, I'm within 2,000 amos of the city. I didn't even know about it. Ha'yov Le'hoysa Kavanah Solakach, since it's a Kavanah wasn't for this, to acquire a Shvisa to be resting in the actual city. Lo Yikanes, he can't go into the city like the regular people. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir, because according to Rav Meir, since he did not know that the city was within the tchum where he was, he didn't have the kavana to rest there. Elo mimkomo, he doesn't have Ela 2,000 amos, Ela apayim amos kol ruach. He has 2,000 amos from where he is, but he can't go, you know, into the city and then have 2,000 amos, you know, and then have the whole area of the city plus 2,000 amos outside of it. And they say over here, imkolo lo apayim amos, if it was 2,000 amos finished, Be'em Tzair, let's say in the middle of the city, even though he's in the city, he can't go further. Eina Holech, he can't go only until the 2,000 amos are up. Because, and the Gemara explains that if he doesn't know how to calculate the 2,000 amos, just calculate 2,000 average footsteps. And the reason why Rav Meir is being so strict here is because since he didn't have the Kavanah for it, so we don't consider it as if he was actually there, and therefore he's limited 2,000 amos from where he's standing. Even if he'll enter into the city, he'll have to stop once the 2,000 amos are up, and he can't go further, even though he's inside the city. Whereas if Yehuda Omer, Buddha says, no, you can go into the city, and the rules are, he's like the regular citizen, that he can walk around the whole city, and even 2,000 amos outside of the city. Sha'afapi, even though his kavana was only to rest in the place where he was, which was somewhere in the outskirts of the city, you know, within that 2,000 amos radius, still, his resting there was just by mistake. Because had he known that he was within the border of the city, so then Bavada, of course, he would have wanted to acquire his Shavisa, his settling for Shabbos within the city, and therefore we give him this heter and say, you know, we look at it as if you're within the city, and therefore you can go all the way to the city, and walk around the whole city, and 2,000 amos out of the city, and not just the strictly 2,000 amos from where he is actually situated, like Rav Meir's opinion. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says there was a story, Maisahaya, there was a story of a Nichlas Rabbi Tarfin below Miskavein. There, the Gemara explains that there was a story with Rabbi Tarfin that he was going on the road, and it became dark, and he rested outside the city, because he didn't know that he was within the 2,000 amos of the city, and therefore he didn't have the kavana to acquire his resting place for to be within the city. And in the morning, you know, the shepherds found him and they said, hey, Rebbe, you know, the city's right over there. Like, why don't you just go inside? And he actually went inside and he went to sit in the base medrash and he learned Torah the whole day and he darshaned. So you see that he got the flexibility to walk, you know, all around the city, even though he didn't have the initial kavana when he was within that 2,000 amos of the city. So here you see, Rebbe Yehuda says that, you know, I have proof to my shita. However, the Gemara does say that the Chachamim answered back to Rebbe Yehuda, and they said, how do you have a raya? How do you have a proof from there? Maybe deep down in his heart, you know, he was aware of this. Shimon Miskaven, how he really had the right kavana, that he's within the border, and he wants to be considered as if he's part of the actual city. Or maybe I would tell you the Beis Medrash was swallowed up within the tchum, betos tchum ohay, within his actual tchum, meaning within his 2,000 amos, where he actually rested. So he didn't go past that 2,000 amos. But if the shul was further than that, maybe he wouldn't have entered to begin with. Lo, he would have, you know, just only went to the 2,000 amos and not further. So they kind of just kind of knock off this raya. Lamaya, so we are lenient like Rabbi Yehuda. You know, his story may not be a proof, but we do paskin like him. Okay, that concludes Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Hey, another small introduction. We already mentioned numerous times that anyone that's inside a city, so when Shabbos comes in, you get to walk around the whole city and 2,000 amos out of the city. And when you're in the actual city, you don't have to have any kavana at all. You know, you get it right away. It's an automatic, you know, you get this, you know, this feature for your walking on Shabbos. But the Mishnah is going to discuss now what happens if someone's on the road and he falls asleep on the road on Erev Shabbos. So do we say that im kana shvisa b'makom shiyashan shabbos, if he acquires a shvisa where he is? So let's discuss in the Mishnah. Let's begin. Mi shiyashan b'derech, a person who fell asleep on the road on Erev Shabbos. V'lo yoda shecha shecha. He doesn't know that you know Shabbos came in. V'nimsa shelo skavin b'neshmoshes l'tan shvisa. He had no intention at all to acquire any area for Shabbos. So again, when you're in the city, you don't have to have any intention at all. You automatically get the walking for the city and 2,000 amos outside of it. What about this guy? He's just on the road and he just falls asleep. So now what? You know, he wakes up at Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Yesh lo alpayim amos l'kol ruach, he'll get 2,000 amos from where he's standing in all directions, because that's where his shvisa will be. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. And the Gemara explains the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Shel daita hayoshan dino kechefzi hefker, that a person who is sleeping is like an item which is hefker, which is ownerless. That there's no das bailim, there's no owner's knowledge on it. And he holds the chefzi hefker konim shvisas b'mkomam, a item which is ownerless, acquires its, you know, area where it is. And they have 2,000 amos in all directions around them. Meaning, she'ena zocha b'hem rishai, if a person, you know, acquires these items, he's not permitted l'holicham to bring them l'makom shu erev, to the place where he is an erev, right? Where Joe Shmo is an erev. El, he can only go 2,000 amos l'kol ruach from the actual item where it's standing. So if you just picked up a hefker item on Shabbos, you can't just bring it back to your town because you only have 2,000 amos from where the item is. Therefore, af yeshan, someone who's sleeping, you know, when Shabbos comes in, he acquires his sleeping area like a hefker item, and he'll have 2,000 amos in all directions. Whereas the chachamim say, elo el adal amos, all he has is 4 amos, because according to the chachamim, chefzi hefker, items that are ownerless, einim kun mishvisav b'mkomim, they don't get acquired their own area. Ela kol zocha b'hem, whoever acquires them, molichim will bring them l'makom shu yochol ilech, wherever he wants to go. Therefore, someone who's sleeping, he doesn't acquire his area. Buy a hefker item, someone could take it, bring it to wherever he wants. But this guy, he doesn't acquire anything. He can't acquire his area if he was sleeping. He has to have knowledge, he has to have intention, he has to have kavana. He should have been thinking that it's going to get dark. And before he dozed off, he should have said to himself, this is my resting area, therefore I'll get 2,000 amos. And v'kivin shlo amar kain, since he didn't say it, hariyu kumish yatsa, it's as if he left Shabbos outside the border that we mentioned earlier in Mishnah Aleph, that all he has now is 4 amos to walk around the whole Shabbos. Real bummer. Okay. Rabbi Lezer says, v'hu ve'emtza'on. Meaning Rabbi Lezer holds that, they hold like the Chachamim, she'en lo ele, all he has a dalat amos, but aval cholik, they argue on the chachamim be'inyan arba amos, meaning according to the chachamim they have 4 amos in all directions. meaning they have a space of 8 amos by 8 amos, right? If you have 4 amos in all directions, it's 8 amos squared. Whereas if Lezer will hold Shubem Tzan, he has to be in the middle of the 4 amos, meaning all he'll have is 2 amos all around him in all the areas. So all he has is 4 amos squared. He's almost like locked up in a cage. Rabbi Yehuda says, La'ezer ruach she'yir tzelelech, to whichever side he wants to go, Rishai who lives is able to pick arba amos, the 4 amos, the kol ruach she'yir, whichever side he wants. Umod Rabbi Yehuda agrees though to Rabbi Eliezer, I mean he argues he holds 4 amos, but instead of 2, but he agrees to Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Eliezer, Shem Berar Lo, if he picks 2 to this side and 2 to that side, Oem Berar Lo, or he picks 4 to this to that side, let's 4 to all to one side, meaning 2 to one side, 2 to one side, or 4 just to one side, whether he says it as an amira or he does an action to show it. Sheni yachol lachzabah, he cannot be chozer, meaning he cannot have livchar acharkach atzaracher, can't pick now another side. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda is going to hold, you either have your 2 amos by 2 amos in all directions, or you have 4 amos like just to the east, or 4 amos just to the west. That's how he, you know, splits it up. And whichever direction you decide to do, you're locked in at that, and you can't change it. So either 2 amos to the right, 2 amos to the left, you know, 2 amos up, 2 amos down, or just 4 amos this way, 4 amos that way, you know, 4 amos to the east or 4 amos to the west, and whichever one you pick, then you lock to that one. That's what Yehuda's holding. And the Mishnah ends off over here. The Gemara explains the Chachamim only argue on Rabbi Eliezer regarding walking. That walking you have up to 8 amos, you have 8 amos squared, meaning down amos in any direction. Whereas actual carrying an item, there they'll agree to Eliezer that all you'll have is 4 amos squared and not 8 amos squared. So walking would be 8 amos squared, but carrying would be 4 amos squared, like Rabbi Eliezer.